You'll never influence the world by trying to be like it. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, John Maxwell talks with us about being all you can be and living a truly extraordinary life. Enjoy.
Today I would like to speak to you on the subject, going from ordinary to extraordinary. If you want to go from ordinary to extraordinary, number one, you're going to need a little extra effort. Just a little extra effort. You're just going to have to do a little bit more. In fact, you see the quote in your notes? The person on the top of the mountain didn't fall there. Did you ever see somebody on the top? How did you get there? Was there an escalator on that mountain I didn't see? I mean, did you take a helicopter? How did you get there? If you want to get to the top, you have to get up to go up. Because I know a lot of people that they've never gotten up yet. You know, they think somebody should come along and carry them up to the top. And I said, if you want to get to the top, you have to give up to go to the top. And the higher you go, the more you have to give up. If you're going to be a mountain climber, what you don't do is get a whole bunch of gear and say, I'm going to take it to the top. No, you try to do as take as little as you possibly can, because you know that the higher you go, the less you can carry with you. A little extra effort. In your notes, ask yourself these questions and then listen seriously to the answers. What do I really want? What will it cost? Am I willing to pay the price? When should I start paying the price? Here's what Danny Cox said in his book, Leadership When the Heat Is On. If you don't answer the last question, let me get the last question in front of you again. When should I start paying the price? And make a commitment to a start date. The first three questions really do not matter. The best answer, of course, is now. Achievers choose what losers won't, and pay the price that others don't. The other day I heard that 91 million Americans every year make a New Year's resolution. Let me ask you a question. Just raise your hand. How many of you have ever made a New Year's resolution? Let me say, oh, it looks like every one of you in this room have made a New Year's resolution. Now let me ask you another question. How many of you, after you made the New Year's resolution, a couple, 3 weeks later, had already left that resolution? Let me see your hands. Come on. Okay, good. I knew you had good intentions with the first question. I just wanted to see if you were truthful with the second one. Here's what they say. 91 million Americans make a New Year's resolution every year, and 70 million Americans break it in the first week. A little extra effort is what it takes to be extraordinary. The following challenge was issued in the 1992 graduating class at the University of South Carolina by Alexander M. Sanders, Jr., Chief Judge of the South Carolina Court of Appeals. Here's what he said. As responsibility is passed to your hands, it will not do, as you live the rest of your life, to assume that someone else will bear the major burdens, that someone else will demonstrate the key convictions, that someone else will run for office, that someone else will take care of the poor, that someone else will visit the sick, protect civil rights, enforce the law, preserve the culture, transmit value, maintain civilization, and defend freedom. You must never forget, what you do not value will not be valued, that what you do not remember will not be remembered, that what you do not change will not be changed, and what you do not do will not be done. You can, if you will, craft a society whose leaders, business, and political are less obsessed with the need of money. It is not really a question of what to do, but simply the will to do it. The will to do it. What's he saying? He's saying that if you and I want to go from ordinary to extraordinary, it's going to take a little extra effort. In marriage, you know what the difference is between an ordinary marriage and an extraordinary marriage? My wife Margaret's here tonight. We've been married for 33 years. And she's only 37. You know what?
You know what takes a marriage from ordinary to extraordinary? A little extra effort. Do you know what takes a friendship? Do you know the difference between an ordinary friendship and an extraordinary friendship? A little extra effort. Do you know what the difference is in work between a person that does an ordinary job and someone that does an extraordinary job? A little extra effort. John Wooden said this, quote in your notes, "Doing your best is more important than being the best. And every great accomplishment begun with a willingness to try a little extra effort." As I look back on my life, I can tell you that I have some regrets because I didn't give that little extra effort. I can think back several years ago when the wall was coming down in Berlin. And I remember talking to Margaret and saying to her, "We need to get the kids on the plane," because Margaret and I both have a huge love for history. I said, "We need to get the kids on the plane. We need to go to Berlin. We need to watch them knock the wall down, because this Iron Curtain is falling, and this is probably the greatest event in the last 50, 60, 70 years of American history." And we didn't do it. And I've always regretted. Just a little extra effort. Just a few extra days out of my calendar, and I could have held and cherished an event with my family that I would hold the rest of my life. And every one of us in this room know what it's like to come up to something, and if we just put out just a little bit extra effort, just an extra hour, one more thing, we could have gone from ordinary to extraordinary.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled "View the Full Video" on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.